Blackstone Publishing presents The Corpse at the Crystal Palace, a Daisy Dalrymple mystery by Carola Dunn. This book is read by Lucy Rayner. To all the fellow authors whose work has inspired me since I learned to read. 1.
Mrs. Fletcher, my lady.
Daisy, darling, Lucy said languidly, not rising from the Empire chaise longue where she reclined. Her slender figure was draped in a peach silk negligee, adorned with a froth of lace, oddly incongruous with her dark, sleek bob. Hello, darling. Daisy pulled off her gloves. It's filthy out. She trod carefully across the Aubusson. Her shoes were damp, though she had only crossed the pavement from the taxi, and had wiped her feet vigorously on entering the house. Even in St. James's, the streets could not be kept clear of snow and slush. Too divine of you to come struggling through the knee-high drifts. Not quite that bad, though I think there's more to come. 3 inches is a lot for London in March, and of course we have more up in Hampstead. It's beautiful, but messy. Your note sounded urgent, darling. What's up? Are you ill? You're never ill. I'll tell you in a minute. The door to the boudoir opened again to admit the butler with a tray of coffee and biscuits. As he arranged it on a low table beside the chaise longue, Daisy looked round the room. Lucy had had the downstairs rooms of the Georgian townhouse done over in the latest Art Deco style. But here, in her private room, mellow antiquity reigned. It contrasted also with her strictly utilitarian studio and dark room in the basement. Over the satinwood bureau hung a photographic portrait of Gerald, Lucy's husband. It was surrounded by the original photos she had taken for the book of follies she and Daisy had produced together. Daisy was sure the display was symbolic, but whether of the folly of men or the folly of women entrusting their lives to men, she had never asked. The warmth of the central heating was supplemented by glowing coals in the grate. Daisy took her gloves and scarf, stuffed them in her pockets, and unbuttoned her coat.
Ah!
Moaned Lucy. Clapping her hand to her mouth, she jumped up, sped to the door, and disappeared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?